grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley from the Hemp Store, welcome.
Kia ora. How are you, fellas?
Good. You safely made it in here in the rain on your bike.
Oh, I took my life in my own hands. It was exhilarating. I'm just going to call it that. We'll be positive. It was an exhilarating ride.
Yes. Oh, good day. Kind of good day for it. A bit rainy, but
no, it was a bad day for it.
Now, Chris, we've actually got tons of cannabis news stories to make our way through this week. So I think we just get straight into it and you take
straight
the lead.
In there.
Where are we starting?
Well, shall we do a shameless plug, which is go read my blog. It's up on the daily blog and it's quite topical because it's local body elections right at the moment. And people who are enrolled have probably received their voting pack. If you haven't by now, it might have gone to an old house or something, but you can still enroll right up until the last day. It's done by post, I think, this time, I believe. It is, yes it is, for sure. So do vote. And the reason being, in particular, we have the two leading contenders for the Auckland Mayor, Afiso Collins and Wayne Brown, both supporters of law reform, which is pretty incredible. But it's who supports it the most is really, certainly from my point of view and from this show's point of view, if we're going to analyse that issue. Wayne Brown says he supports legalisation and voted yes in the referendum.
Okay.
Afiso Collins says he supports decrim. Couldn't support legalisation because of the commercial kind of aspect. Campaigned for nope in the referendum.
Also has been pretty forward and fairly conservative views on many sort of fronts, you know.
Social issues.
Yeah, social issues coming from perhaps a more conservative Christian background.
Yes. And he says he's, learned from that and he's on a journey and he's apologised to people and accept that. Hasn't happened on this issue though for cannabis. He hasn't kind of rescinded any previous position, but I guess he has sort of explained a bit, that he would support decrim and his concerns really were around, you know, sort of uncontrolled commercialization and taking kind of advantage of people. But you know, I thought, why didn't you say that before the referendum? Would have been bloody good. And you could still campaign for yes and have that kind of change it after the fact when the bill's actually in is when you put that in. But the irony, of course, is the bill was actually heavily geared towards that. And applicants that were going to do good in the community would have been at the front. And which brings me, and again this is kind of related to why you should care about local politics, and that's in New York this week. Now New York's legalized cannabis, but this week their local board of regulators that are in charge of bringing it in, and they just decided to go extra and allow people to grow their own as well. So you're going to have shops and things all over New York by the end of the year. The first licenses they're giving out are to the people who have been most affected by the war on drugs. People who have convictions, people who have been to jail and that. They get to the front of the queue and get given a license, and state's going to pay to fit out their shop and set them up in business, and they're going to let people grow their own. So go New York, but that's the kind of thing you can do on a local level. And if we just look around Auckland, you know, we have different liquor laws all around Auckland, let alone compared to the rest of the country. West Auckland, Mount Wellington, you know, different. You have things like the regional fuel tax. There's clearly, you have the act that set up Auckland Council and it has a different structure to the rest of the country. So you can clearly have local laws. And a mayor who wants to champion that could find a way to make it happen. So get involved, make sure you cast your vote.
Wayne or Afiso is the person for this?
It's a tough choice. That's what I'm saying in my blog. It's a bloody tough choice if you're progressively minded, because Afiso's got a lot going for him, except this one bloody thing. And meanwhile, Wayne Brown doesn't come across as particularly progressive, except for on this. So it's a tough choice. But think carefully. get involved, you know, do it. And other kind of local things, and again, this shows why, you know, these sort of things are important. In Australia this week, a new study came out from the Lambert Initiative, which is based at University of New South Wales, and they found, and they have very similar laws to us here, right, for medical cannabis, and they found huge increase in prescription numbers over the last year, same as here. You know, gone right up, so lots more people accessing it, but still a very small proportion overall. And the barriers that they found were, and this will be very familiar, the process was too difficult and the prices are too high. So, you know, solution, of course, let people grow their own, solves both of those issues. And in Canada, see, I'm just tying all these together. New study out of Canada this week came from Statistics Canada, you know, the official body, and they found that in places that allow home growing, if you come across a home grow, you're more likely for it to be medical than not. So that's something that police need to take into account. Anyone that's home growing, give them the benefit of the doubt, it's probably medical. Places that allow home growing are associated with lower workplace accidents and lower rates of drug driving, which of course is the opposite of what the NOPAs were telling people in the last referendum, that those sort of things would go up. Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. You're more likely to just have it at home rather than driving across town to pick it up, having some, and then driving back, right?
Yeah, they didn't. They couldn't. You know, they didn't say the reasons why. It could be that, but yeah, certainly the association is there. Yeah, boy. Closer to home, and on another referendum topic, the Cook Islands, which we've been thinking, wouldn't that be a lovely place to go for a holiday and have your legal cannabis? Because of course they voted in a referendum about 2 months ago. They voted to legalise medical cannabis. Well, just this week, the Minister of Health has said, "Oh no, we probably actually don't really need to do anything. We'll just get in some Sativex from New Zealand." Cook Island, come on, that is not what the people voted for. Sativex, in case people don't know, no one even has it here anymore because it's so bloody expensive, and it was one of the very reasons why we had our law changed here to allow access to other products, because it's so expensive. But it's the only one that has official proper pharmaceutical approval, and that's why the Cook Islands are saying, oh, we can just get some of that in. So hopefully not. Anyway, hopefully they'll reconsider and get some, you know, tropical plantations and things, you know, combined with a, who wouldn't want to go on a bit of a holiday, backpacker style, you know, go and help out on the plantation, packing their medical cannabis. Sounds great.
I wonder what the motivation behind that decision was. Like, you know, if you had popular support for this, why would you not go ahead with it? Or, you know, at
it
least
could
not
be,
shelve it, so...
Could be similar to a Fisa Collins, eh?
Right.
It could be something else in the, you know, conservative background and just finding a way to not do it. But it was a substantial majority that voted for it, so I'm sure that they'll come under pressure to do it properly.
Sure.
And then finally, just wanted to talk it in sports news. We're in the sports department, always wraps up the news. Two cannabis-related sports stories, and that's Mike Tyson, a guy I don't particularly like or admire at all, but he credited this week his ability to come back from all his injuries from his boxing and stuff to a lot of cannabis use and taking mushrooms every day. And in fact, this week
magic mushrooms?
Every day. Every day. Take magic mushrooms every day and a lot of cannabis. And that's how he's got back on top of the world.
Oh,
and this week, of course, 20 September was Magic Mushroom Day. Happy Magic Mushroom Day, everyone, if you're into that. And the second sports was Lauren Jackson, who is probably the best Aussie women's basketball player of all time. She's won everything you could possibly imagine. And after retiring through a lot of injuries and things, she again discovered medical cannabis and has found her way back to the national team at the age of 41.
Wow.
Crediting medical cannabis for letting her do that, with getting over the inflammation and the pain so that she can train like anyone else.
Nice one. Was there anything else, Chris, to cover off this week?
That's a lot of content.
It's all happening this week.
Yeah.
And just on Hemp Store news, just to let everyone know, in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today is the next drug testing clinic up at the shop. So that's the first Thursday in 2 weeks. Nice. All of K-Road's open late in that, and the Drug Foundation will be in the shop with their machines and that. So if you want to bring in your weed or anything else you've got and have it tested, find out what it is that you're taking.
LSD?
And be safe.
Does it work on
LSD? I believe so. Okay. Try it. Give it a go.
All right.
Yeah.
Magic mushrooms?
Sure.
Really?
Try it.
It just works on anything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any old thing, eh?
Any old thing. And you're legally protected. It's confidential. It's free. In fact, it's paid for by the government. How's that? It's one of the few places in the world you can do it. So take advantage of that.
Keep yourself safe.
Nice one. Anything else? Anything new in stock up there? Any new t-shirts, books?
Oh, yeah, we did have a whole lot of books in, a few new grow books and things, and books on medical cannabis, and yeah, there's always new things at the shop. Come on up, have a look.
All right. Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much. We'll check in with you next week.
Thank you.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.